One of the stories of the summer last year in the NFL was the long and protracted holdout of Chargers first-round defensive end Joey Bosa. The Ohio State star didn't wind up signing with San Diego until August 29th, and yet he still went on to win the league's Defensive Rookie of the Year award, thereby raising suspicions about the vital importance of training camp. But the Chargers apparently haven't learned any lessons from the Bosa saga, because flashing ahead to this year, rookie head coach Anthony Lynn is treating every day of training camp like it's absolutely crucial to the team's success, even when it happens to involve the franchise's two biggest names and most respected veterans. With Chargers great LaDainian Tomlinson scheduled to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame on Saturday night in Canton, Ohio, his friends and longtime San Diego teammates Phillip Rivers and Antonio Gates understandably want to be there to celebrate his career-capping honor. But news broke Monday that Lynn doesn't want the players attending, saying they should take part in the team's first practice at the Chargers' new home field venue, a joint workout with the Rams at the StubHub Center. Allowing Rivers and Gates to miss one day of camp to salute Tomlinson shouldn't be a tough call for Lynn, but alas, it is. And that's a short-sighted and tone-deaf move that could come back to haunt him when he needs his two most accomplished veterans in his corner in what shapes up as a challenging first season in L.A. Gates is said to be contemplating going to Canton in spite of Lynn's wishes, and that's a move of defiance that won't help a rookie head coach earn his team's respect whatsoever. The Hall of Fame is a big deal, and Lynn would be wise to keep the big picture in mind. Early August is no time to sweat the small stuff, especially when it threatens to ruin your honeymoon period. For Patriots.com, I'm Don Banks.